at the 2017 Q's CEO Executive Team Network Gathering with Mr. Jeff Bullock from one of my favorite credit union names in all the land, Firefly. I love this name. And I even interviewed your CEO last year, Bill Raker, on the name and where it came from and all that type of stuff. Yeah. Just really cool, really cool.
Yes. Q's Hall of Fame inductee.
That's right.
Bill Raker.
Last year and the Firefly, just a great name. All right, let's get to you because you are one of the next top credit union executive finalists. You did a great job up there on stage. How are you holding up?
I'm doing well. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. What an incredible experience to be able to rub shoulders with all these leaders and to share my idea that I'm so passionate about. Felt like it just felt awesome.
Well, let's share your idea. Let's give folks a quick reminder on what your project was and how it's hopefully going to take off.
Yeah. So, I mean, adoption rates in America are declining, but children looking for homes are actually increasing. So we're seeing a gap.
That's a bad recipe. Oh,
it is a bad recipe. Yeah. We're seeing a gap. Mm-hmm. And so we've worked in collaboration with the idea of having a loan. Personal experience that I had was we adopted and were in the process of adopting, incredibly expensive, didn't have the funds to do it. So I had to kind of just scramble to make it happen. And it was an experience I wouldn't wish on anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this was a response to that. We talked with adoption agencies. They were like, this would be a godsend. So I was shocked by how engaged they were. They shared the information that they had. They've wanted to help any way they can, and they think this will be a game changer for them, which was motivating for us.
Awesome.
And so, you know, 20,000 children phase out of foster care that are waiting homes without ever finding a home.
Really?
In America.
Oh, my gosh.
In America.
I can imagine what it is worldwide.
Worldwide, 26 million of UNICEF calls double orphans. So they're orphans who then don't have a home, don't have family members taking care of them. 26 million, that's larger than the population of Australia.
Oh, my gosh.
Nationwide. So there's a real crisis.
Yeah.
And it's a crisis that you don't hear a lot about. And because, honestly, because it's kind of depressing for people. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to come and give a speech to depress people. I wanted to come with a solution to say, we can change this.
Right.
And in this room, in this Cosmopolitan Hotel, we have enough leaders that this could be the movement that changes that. And I believe that it will. I have faith that it will. And people like Bill Raker that you mentioned and Marty Kelly and others are going to be, I think, at the forefront of a movement that I think we'll read about someday. I really believe that.
Yeah, I think this is a fabulous idea. But my question is, during your presentation, was like, why is adoption so expensive? Because you mentioned a number, $40,000.
Yeah.
Why is it so expensive? Where does that come from?
It's incredibly expensive. I mean, all the things that go into facilitating it. So you have legal fees that are in it. You have care for the birth mother. You have a ton of fees around home study. So there's a lot of evaluation that goes into adopting, from psychological testing to people actually coming into your home to determine if it's safe, to background checks, lots of education around adopting. And then there's the matching process of matching parents with kids can be expensive. Now, it varies. Like in international adoption, then you also have to pay a country fee. So if you're going to adopt, let's say you adopt from Korea, you're going to have $45,000.
Good.
So that's one where, because you're going to have to pay $10,000 in a country fee to Korea. Yeah. Then you have to pay for travel costs.
Yeah.
You have to pay for all these extra things. So it ends up being costly. Now, like foster care adoption, they've tried to eliminate the fees around that. There can be, in our case, we adopted two waiting children, the joy of our life. And it was incredibly expensive, though, because of legal fees and some other processing fees. You still have the traveling fees. And so even though they've done a good job of trying to even reimburse a small amount of the fees, when you start getting in, for us it was
$35,000.
And we were reimbursed two. So people have pushed back on me to say, well, foster care adoption is free, and they reimburse you. And I said, they reimbursed me $2,000, but I still have 33 to go. So, I mean, let's put that
working
in perspective.
On it.
Yeah. So I think they're all areas. So you have domestic infant adoption, you have international adoption, and then you have foster care adoption. All three areas are in need. But a big area of focus for me was a lot of these international adoptions are with kids that are orphans. Kids that are literally living with other kids in orphanages being taken care of nurses. I mean, imagine that. And imagine all these kids that live their whole life and they never have a family. That's like the most basic thing that we need. You know, the basic thing we need is the love of parents, the love of siblings, the love to be a part of something and then never experience it. I can't. My mind can't fathom it. And I've seen it, and I've seen, and it just devastates me. And I think if we have the means to do it, and here's the thing that blows my mind about it, is that we don't just have the means to do it, but it would actually help our industry. I think there's a lot of other people that could help.
Oh yeah.
But I think they would do it as a charitable thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think as a credit union movement, we could help, mm-hmm. but we could actually grow as a movement too. Not just in terms of reputation mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and the public relations behind it, but we could actually grow our membership, and we could actually make money off these mm-hmm, loans mm-hmm. that are really low interest.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of, like you said up on stage, there's a lot of great people out there. It doesn't matter your income level.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of great people out there that want to adopt, but this is the hurdle
right.
that's keeping them from getting there. But your solution, your project, the adoption loans yep. for adoptive parents is a way to get it there. And everybody, I can't think of anybody that there's no downside to this.
Right. You know? Right. I agree. And I think who are the people that are typically adopting? 27, 28 year old, 26, 27, 28
yeah,
year old.
Starting out in life.
Young,
yeah.
And they go, man, a lot of it times the path there is fertility issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your fertility issues are there, but you're a young professional. You don't have $40,000 saved.
Right.
You just don't.
Yeah.
And then this isn't like you can't go to your local adoption agency and say, man, I can't come up with the money, but how about an IOU? I'll pay you back later. They don't accept IOUs. You need that money now,
no.
And no one's making loans for it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way to get people unstuck.
Okay.
The name I came up with is Bridging the Gap.
So that's a great name.
There's a gap between kids that need homes and people that want to adopt that can't, that mm-hmm. needs to be bridged.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a bridge between the people who want to adopt and the money that they're going to have in the future. So you might not have $40,000 now, but you're going to make $40,000 over the next 7 years
yeah.
that you can do. And
yeah.
so this is going to be the bridge to get you there.
Yeah, you had a whole itinerary list of,
oh, yeah,
of things. Yeah, that was
yeah,
really cool.
Stop writing blogs. That was a problem.
So, I mean, so it's just, and again, you said the adoption agencies are hungry for this. And gosh, it just, yeah, it seems like a great idea. Like,
thank
I mean,
you.
it's one of these ideas, like, why didn't somebody else think of this,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, that's what when I went to Bill with it, he said, why hasn't anyone else thought of this? And what's part of what's unique is there are other places that have had really good, are good organizations that have tried to do things, adoption loans,
mm-hmm.
which are actually a way to market to the adoption loan thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just a personal loan or a car loan
mm-hmm.
or a home refinance
mm-hmm.
that they've called adoption loan. So it's an adoption home refinance, which I think is good because it's at least getting these adoptive families in the door to know
right.
the options.
Right.
But we're trying to take it a step farther. We're trying to actually create a standalone
mm-hmm.
loan
mm-hmm.
that's a line of credit, nothing else like it,
mm-hmm.
that I think could revolutionize this. And one of the best pieces of feedback I got, I know I'm rambling.
No, you're good.
One of the best pieces of feedback I got from the adoption agency we're collaborating with was they were doing forecasting of how many loans they think they're going to write in this next year or how many adoptions they think are going to happen. And then they stopped and they said, well, if we have this loan, I think we'll probably have twice as many. And I thought, that hit me out of this whole process.
Wow.
That was the line that was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Where here are these really analytically grounded people who are doing their own projections for their organization,
mm-hmm.
and they believe so strongly in this that they said, I think we'll see the number of adoptions double.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, wow, incredible.
So where do you want to take this? Do you want to take this a nationwide tour or something along those lines? I totally see that.
Yeah, Firefly doesn't want to own this. I mean, one of the things that we've tried to pride ourselves on, and you know, Bill, we want to be thought leaders. We're part of the movement. We don't see ourselves as the end-all, be-all. We are honored to be a part of a credit union movement that is really remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
This people-serving-people movement that's sharing. We're not trying to tear each other down. We're trying to build each
right,
other up.
Exactly.
And what that looks like for us is we don't want to own this. We don't want people from Cleveland, Ohio to call us and say, can you do a loan in Cleveland, Ohio? We want a credit union in Cleveland, Ohio
mm-hmm.
to take this and work with our local agency so that families can have a trusted credit union they can go to and have a relationship that is lifelong for
yeah.
them and for their kids. So we're sharing it. Everything that we do, we're sharing.
Yeah, what better way to kind of solidify or make a relationship, a member credit union relationship deeper than a loan like this, you know? Or even
literally,
a referral loan, you know?
Yes.
Somebody, hey, I know somebody
yes.
who could be a member of this credit union who could get a loan like that.
Yeah, and I hear the conversations a lot about having to get members when they're young. Like, you know, we got to get them when they're
yeah.
in college
because yeah.
once they're after college, it's so hard to gain. And the statistics show it. Well, how much younger can you get them than when they're an infant. You know, when, yeah. some of them not even born yet.
I know. I love the $500 gift that's included in this whole thing.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool things is that when they're done with this loan, we're going to actually give the child a gift to say, welcome to the credit union. Yeah. Here's a way to get started.
Nice little start in life. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, this is a really great idea, and it's just win or lose. I think this is something that can really go nationwide.
Thank
so good
and
stuff.
Thank you for the platform.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, too, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anything else to wrap up, sir?
No, you're the man. Appreciate you.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate the time. Well done. Good idea.